Well, it's Wednesday here on Performance Today, and that means Bruce Adolph pays us a visit, and we play a piano puzzler with a worthy listener. Hello, Bruce.
Hi, Lisa.
And our worthy listener this week is Bill Rowland from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Lisa.
And you make your living as a piano tuner and musician, is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
And what else? You play some other instruments?
I play piano, organ, and tuba.
Okay, so I'm assuming you've been listening, and you're probably pretty good at this thing by now.
I get probably better than 50% of them.
All right, you're on the spot. We're going to have Bruce play you a little something, and you can tell us all about it. Okay, Bill, what do you think?
Well, I believe I picked up Over the River and Through the Woods.
Exactly. That's the tune. Very slowed down.
Yes. Indeed. And I cannot pinpoint the composer. Sounds 20th century. Perhaps Russian?
Well, it is 20th century, and it's not Russian. A composer who did write a lot of organ music. I think because you played the organ, I pulled this out.
Oh.
The music is a little bit based on a famous piece of his that has no organ in it, does have piano. And it has this sense of almost eternal, slow, drifting harmonies. I actually was playing this kind of thing faster than it is in the piece. They take forever.
Is he French?
He is French.
Okay.
Messiaen?
You got it. Good job.
That was a hard one, Bruce.
That, I said it was going to be a hard one. That was the I did before the show began. That was a very hard one.
So, Bill, what was it that made, first of all, how did you guess the tune, and what was it that made you think of Messiaen? Was it the organ clue?
Yes, it was the organ, French organ, and he seemed the most likely.
Yeah, well, also, for those of you playing at home, this slow, repeated kind of reverberant chord, and these, all of the chords, actually, that are repeated over and over, are a reference to his piece, Quartet for the End of Time. And if I played it very, very slowly, it would probably take till the end of time. But I had to get over the river and through the wood somehow or other. So we went a little faster.
I have to confess that I am not familiar with that piece of music.
Ah, well, there you have a great piece to check out.
Yes.
Quartet for the End of Time, which he actually wrote in a prisoner of war camp on a beat-up old piano that happened to be there with several musicians who were also there with him. It's a great story, and it's a great piece of music.
Okay, Bill Rowland, tell us what station you listen to.
KWGS, the voice of Tulsa University.
All right, well, Bill Rowland of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, thanks for playing with us.
You're quite welcome. Thank you, Lisa. And Bruce.
Thank you.
Okay, Bruce, we'll see you again next week.
Bye, Lisa.